One morning, the hamster we were keeping for some friends escaped and got into the squirrel cage fan of our furnace. The furnace kicked in, giving Hammy a ride that would beat anything at an amusement park. When I tried to help it, it tried to bite me. Finally, with leather gloves, I was able to place it back in its cage. People get into trouble too, and while God tries to bring them back to a place of safety and comfort, they kick and fight and try to bite the hand of the one who is trying to preserve them. Did you know that God has your best interest in mind? I'm quoting the Apostle Paul now. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Maybe you got stoned last night until you passed out, or cheated on your spouse, and the guilt is driving you up the side of the machine shed. God will forgive you if you ask. He longs to bring you back to the place of comfort. This is Rod Bieber with Seedtime and Harvest.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Check out KHNC's new Life Wave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Joining me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need BleedStop. BleedStop works. Simply put BleedStop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360khnc are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look, though. We can say that the whole world is watching what's happening in Syria. Welcome to the second hour of the This Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 here on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcasts are on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com. And to contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. The first hour, are we witnessing an Islamic caliphate in Syria, supported and funded by America, the United States, America? And in the background, possibly the one that is orchestrating and giving directions, the old President Obama. Is he still involved? He was never uninvolved. In my view, he was never uninvolved from the time he became the nominee in 2008 and president. He's never been uninvolved in American anything that happens in this country, in my view. And in my view, eventually he is going to replace Donald Trump very shortly. I'm hoping that Donald Trump will be sworn in on the 20th and that he can do some damage before he's removed. Do great damage to the deep state, to the shadow government, to the globalists. He's been surrounded by these people from the very beginning. He's still surrounded by them. There are people I do not trust still. The new FBI director, I'm not so sure I trust him. Susan Wiles, I'm not so sure I trust her either. The Wiles of the devil. And I forgot the name of the nominee for FBI director. I think he is one. He is a deep state. I didn't care much for Mike Pompeo because he also is Pilgrim Society. And I think that the FBI director has affiliations with Pilgrim Society, New York, New York City. Now, with what has just happened in Syria, this has caused a disturbance in the force in the Middle East. This is out of the Middle East Eye. This was yesterday. No, this was today. I'm sorry, while we were sleeping, this came out. Gulf monarchies scramble in Syria as ghosts of the Arab Spring return. UAE livid as U.S. back channels to Hayat Tahrir al-Sham through Turkey, while Egypt and others urge U.S. caution on accepting the group. It's too late. The United States has already embraced this Gulani, Mohammed Gulani, because we have always assisted al-Qaeda. The Gulf states, who spent years trying to crush Islamic political movements viewed as a caliphate, in my view, a caliphate, is a threat to their rule. They are now reconciling, potentially working with a government in Syria headed by this Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which has been backed by rival Turkey. Turkey, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Just a principle. Now they have reaped the whirlwind, and Turkey has really assisted the United States in taking not a foothold. We have both feet planted now in Syria. And this is really a disadvantage to Vladimir Putin in Russia. And Vladimir Putin in Russia or Vladimir Putin is discussing, you know, having discussion with Erdogan saying, what are you mad? Have you lost your mind? And then Iran is talking to Turkey and to Putin. And Iran is saying, this is going to cause the United States not only to plant both feet in the ground, but they're going to bring in their bed. They're going to bring in chairs. They're going to set up shop. It's too late. Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt, caught off guard by what the Egyptian diplomat characterized to the Middle East eye as a quick rebanding of HTS, formerly Al-Qaeda. The United Arab Emirates has also been unnerved by the United States maneuvering to open back channels of communication to Al-Qaeda via Turkey, according to a Western official. MEE, whatever that is, spoke with senior Western official, one Egyptian diplomat, and a Gulf official working in Syria to discuss sensitive diplomatic discussions as Syria's transitional government takes shape. What is the solution? What is the solution? Israel is a solution, because Israel is the only country that has the capability and the willingness, the determination to destroy Damascus. If you think Damascus was a center of brain power and power, straight out power, you haven't seen anything yet. Assad was willing to work with the neighbors, even though he was unfriended by Iran, Saudi Arabia, all of them. He still worked with them. And Turkey, even though Turkey and Assad were in conflict. And Iran and Russia were talking to Assad, and they were willing to more than assist Assad. And Russia was assisting, and Iran was assisting, but Iran was an overachiever. They wanted to basically move into Iran, and Russia backed them out. I'm going to back out. I'll be right back. Rick Rodriguez, President Truth.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
station in other places.
Okay. Definitely. Going back to what's happening in the Middle East, you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And what has just happened with this Al-Qaeda that has morphed into this new, I don't like all these new names they get. They try to distance themselves from Al-Qaeda, had a bad reputation. Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. It is a sham. Al-Sham. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And the whirlwind is going to be fire. The nation of Israel is going to bomb Damascus and take out the Hezbollah, Hamas, all these leaders that are going to be taking up residence in Damascus. Israel is going to destroy that city. It's a prophecy. And with the prophecy of Damascus being destroyed, one of the oldest cities in the world, it also is like, you might say, a stick of dynamite. Damascus is the dynamite. The fuse, you have to have the fuse and the dynamite. They have to work, they work together. And the fuse, bad example, is Jordan. Jordan and Damascus and the destruction of both, they're tied together. When Jordan, I feel, if I'm correct, as Jordan begins resistance against the nation of Israel, Israel will be forced to take out Damascus. And then Israel will be able to occupy Jordan, the nation of Jordan, all the landmass, all the way up to Iraq. Israel will occupy that land. Right now, a target for this new caliphate is they have to eliminate the Sunni Shia. It's a family problem to their religion. They have to eliminate Iraq. And Iran is a problem also. Iran still has is a very strong country. Not strong enough to defeat Israel, but still strong or very powerful. The big threat in the region. And when Damascus and Jordan when Jordan is defeated, Israel takes the land of Jordan, Damascus is destroyed, the whirlwind begins. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. Russia, Turkey, Iran are going to be the next major war. And the United States is going to be in the region. And Ethiopia and Libya, they haven't forgotten what Clinton did to Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. They didn't forget. In Ethiopia, they haven't forgotten what we've done to that nation for 100 years. They're going to join with Russia, Turkey, Iran, other nations out of the north. I think Azerbaijan, Azerbaijan. Got too many Bashir. So this wind they've sown to is going to reap the whirlwind. Now, going back to this article out of the Middle East Eye, I'm going to finish this briefly. So when they spearheaded the rapid defense to take Damascus, the UAE was brokering talks between the government of Bashar al-Assad and the United States. The UAE wanted to strike a grand bargain to keep Assad family in power and facilitate relief from U.S. sanctions in return for Assad closing Iranian arms supply lines. The Emirates are livid. a senior Western official working in Syria told MEE, Middle East Eye. The Americans are running to the Turks. The UAE invested so much in Assad and are now empty-handed. The brewing distrust carries similarities to the time after the 2011 Arab Spring, when Saudi Arabia and the UAE opposed popular demonstrations against the Middle East. Eastern autocrats and accused Turkey and Qatar of backing the Muslim Brotherhood. Rulers already paranoid about Muslim Brotherhood-type Islamists will suddenly need to deal with something that's like the Muslim Brotherhood on steroids, and also just one way, another way, more dangerous way, and unpredictable. This is more dangerous and unpredictable. Leaders in the Middle East in recent years have found themselves on opposite sides of proxy wars like Libya, who sought to patch up ties. Saudi Arabia has moved closer to Qatar, but Doha's relations with Abu Dhabi were friendlier than trusting the latter's blockade. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who ousted Egyptian's democratically elected Muslim Brotherhood President Mohamed Morsi, met twice with Turkish leaders in 2024. Erdogan backed Morsi and famously declared, "I will never talk to someone like him," referring to Sisi. But now they're going to talk again. The detente between Sisi and Erdogan will be tested now that HTS controls Damascus. Because this is a threat. Turkey supports HTS, and now HTS is ruling the nation, and HTS is not going to allow, or this group, and Golani is not going to take orders from Turkey. Power is corrupted already. He's not going to take orders from Russia, Egypt, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Iran. This is why Israel right now has been unfriended. Everybody's going to friend Israel once again because Israel's the solution to what is occurring in Syria. Israel will take out Damascus as well as defeat King Hussein II of Jordan in a coming conflict. And there's going to be some stability and peace in the Middle East for a while. Not long, but for a little while. And Israel is doing the world a favor by taking out these weapons, these stockpiles of weapons, and these important military sites in Syria. Hamas hates it because it means further extinction. Hezbollah is really in a hurt. They're going to deplete anything left to throw at Israel is going to be depleted very quickly. And the United States, again, years ago, a year and a half ago, I told you that United States, no, 2 years, 3 years, in the Bible it says that the United States, no matter what happens in Israel, they will support Israel. But I did say that when the Psalm 83 war begins, there would come a time when the United States, the NATO countries, countries in the Middle East, no one would stop Israel from fulfilling the prophecies of her prophets in clearing the terrorists out of the nation of Israel within her borders and the surrounding areas. The mopping up process is continuing, and we're getting closer to the final days of the what the world calls the Gaza War. I call it the Psalm 83 operation. It's not just one specific operation. It is specific peoples and territories within and around Israel. Israel is to there's going to be a day, an end day to the an end. There's an end point to the Psalm 83 war. That day is close. And now with HTS / Al-Qaeda / Nusra down in Damascus, Israel is preparing for the destruction of the city and the power. It's not only a city, but it is a military it's always been an operation for military operations against Israel. And all of the power structure of the city and the rule that there has been in Damascus is over. Assad, he's in Russia. Nobody has admitted to it. Russia is just saying that, yes, he's seeking exile in Russia, not saying where. His wife, Bashar al-Assad's wife, she was born in London. She has been unfriended. She's not allowed in London with the family. So it's complicated, but understandable. Erdogan, he just made a comment that now there are only two powerful people in the world. He is one, and the other is Vladimir Putin. I think he's lost his mind. But he says here, well, I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to it, but Prime Minister Orbán of Hungary made a statement yesterday, while we were sleeping. He says, the liberal world order is over. As the changes come, only the nations can be winners. They can bring the most out of themselves. Those who assimilate, fall into line, are unable to show their own values or discover the strength inherent in their national character, they will soon become irrelevant. This is a very interesting comment. He is correct. The multipolar world has taken the stage. Nations that won't follow in this plan are going to become irrelevant. It's already begun. I've discussed this concerning the BRICS nations and the de-dollarizing. These nations de-dollarizing. This is what he's speaking about. He told Trump here, he talked to Trump on Monday, 2 days ago, a one-hour discussion, and he told Donald Trump, who takes office on the 20th, God willing, these are the most dangerous weeks. These are the most dangerous weeks. I agree. He again declared the liberal world order is over. The NATO member of the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, he stated, there are only two experienced leaders in the world, Erdogan and Vladimir Putin. I'll continue with that in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you a veteran who served offshore of the Republic of Vietnam between 1962 and 1975? Blue Water Navy veterans and their family members may now qualify for compensation and survivor benefits for health conditions linked to herbicide exposure such as Agent Orange. To learn more, call 1-800-749-8387 or go to va.gov and search Blue Water Navy. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
I'm Steve, and I'm the owner of Cartoon Steel. We bring lighthearted fun and nostalgia to shooting sports with our cartoon character gong targets. Steamboat Willie, Felix the Cat, and many more. Got an idea for a unique steel gong target? Shoot us a line on our website, cartoonsteeltargets.com. That's cartoonsteeltargets.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Are you frustrated with healthcare? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with SBA Co-op, with a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored for real-life needs. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what individuals and families need: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
Okay, so Recep Tayyip Erdogan has just stated there are only two leaders in the world, and he's one of them, the other being Vladimir Putin. Only two experienced, I should be, maybe a little more accurate, only two experienced leaders in the world, myself and Vladimir Putin. I'm not saying this because one of them is me, but I've been in office 22 years, nearly as long as Mr. Putin. The rest are gone. We want our dialogue to continue. It's important to continue politics. For instance, policies ended in Germany when Chancellor Angela Merkel resigned. But Merkel, she said that the gas trade with Russia has deep-rooted tradition. It began during the Cold War and continued throughout my time in office. I do not think it was a mistake, because we obtained Russian gas at a favorable price. It was a win-win situation. But guess what? Guess who ended that trade? The United States. We blew up the Nord Stream pipelines. The liberal world order. The European Union continue to cut themselves off from cheap Russian fossil fuel energy supplies to build a utopian green energy system, which was, it was revealed that in this new report, the EU's green transition could cost $1.3 trillion annually until 2030 and $1.5 trillion annually until 2050. And it was at the same time reported that coal demand and exports are set for a new record high in 2024. Coal is still the best energy, natural gas if you have it. a new liberal world order. The liberal world order is over. That is the unipolar order of the West. It is over. There has emerged a new multipolar world, and it is referred to as the new international world order. This is true. In the Bible, in the years before Christ returns, there will be two economic orders in the world. The order of Klaus Schwab in the West, in the United States and America's allies, or our hostages in Europe, and the other nations in the BRICS / multipolar / international world order. And that order will de-dollarize. And that order and those nations and those peoples and those countries are going to be bombed or destroyed into oblivion. America will not go for it. The Beast Empire is not going to allow that to happen without great consequences, severe consequences, draconian consequences. This country is not going to allow it. Donald Trump is basically warning these nations that if you attempt to de-dollarize, you're going to be sanctioned even more. The penalties will be even greater. Sanctions will be even harsher than the present sanctions. It won't matter. These nations, as of in the last 4 days, since Saturday, five days, the whole world now is getting a completely a new perspective on the Beast Empire, the American government, the deep state government. Deep state government is not just trying to keep Donald Trump out of the being sworn in. The deep state is doing more than that. The deep state is fighting for oxygen, fighting to survive, meaning the whole system of government in the United States of America, every single agency, is fighting to live. And they're not going to be, and this government, there's that term I use all the time, continuity of government. No matter what happens, if we're nuked, we will survive. If the nations of the world decide to sanction us and to stop trade with us, we will survive. Continuity of government. Every agency, any threat to this government, to this power structure, to this uniparty system in this country, any threat will be met with severe, not only force, but the consequences of any threat will be dire. The Beast Empire is now coming out of, you might say, the jungle. I watched this movie, I like the Jurassic Park, the next to the last movie. There's it was a T-Rex and a raptor blend creature moving around in the trees, and you couldn't see it. But eventually it did come out into the open so you could see exactly what it was. And it was something like they created something they'd never seen before. Well, now America is coming out of the trees, out of the jungle. We're coming out just like that T-Rex / raptor creature. It came out into the open. Well, this is exactly what's happening now with this deep state continuity of government machine. the corporation. It's coming out so the whole world can see it. God is bringing it out. God is flushing the United States out. And he used Syria to do it. Now the whole world can see, and now the Arab Emirates, all the Arab nations, they realize that what has just appeared in their world is a jihadist caliphate. And they don't have a solution. They don't know what to do. Now what they're trying to do is they're trying to befriend this Gulani, Muhammad Gulani, al-Gulani. They're trying to befriend him because they know he is the man now in the Middle East that carries the big stick. But there is, again, there is the solution. And the solution and the way in which it's going to be, this creature is going to be dealt with, is Israel. For those who have unfriended Israel, you better befriend Israel, because Israel is the only nation that's going to be able to tame that creature. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
In the 70s, we called it the Age of Aquarius. But today, we say that the new international world order is ended, according to Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. And he spoke these words to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, I have to believe, realizes that Orban is telling the truth, because Donald Trump, of all people, he realizes the nations of the world are basically a gathering in unity, gathering together to, you might say, there's a new enemy in town. There's always been an enemy, but we have become a different creature. America is no longer the United States that we understand it to be. We've always been involved with other people's business to control regions of the world. The United States now, this continuity of government, this machine realizes, this corporation realizes now that what Putin and Xi Jinping stated on the 2nd of February, I think it was 2nd or 4th of February in Beijing at the Olympics in 2022, that they are now at war with America, with the government, not the people, and that they are going to be the countries to hold all of the international dialogue. And they are doing it. They have done it. And they stated that America's empire's rule over the nations has ended economically, politically, militarily. And this sent shockwaves to all of the leaders of the nations. But here it is. We are two years, almost 3 years later, it has come to pass. And Orban is telling the world that the liberal world order is over. It's true. It has happened. That age of American hegemony is over. And as we continue to lose our influence internationally, we're going to retaliate. We are going to sanction and send in militaries and use our technology to destroy the countries and the people of those countries if they won't basically bow the knee. And they're not going to do it. They have already a system where they can work together, they can live, they will have food, they will have clothing, they can travel, they will have a way to conduct business economically, whether through their currencies or digital. They have a way now. And Orban knows it. And Trump knows it. And Trump knows what he's up against. Is he going to be able to stop it? Donald Trump going to be able to stop it? No. Nobody can stop it. It's in the Bible. Christ said that at the very end, in the final years before he comes, there will be a clash of the titans, you might say. I'll put it that way. The clash has begun. And we have just witnessed in Syria, Russia is there, Turkey is there, the U.S. is there, Iran is there, and Assad had just begun to once again have dialogue with Saudi Arabia and with Iran and with the UAE, just beginning to work things out, because he's brought the stability in that area, in his country. And now a wise move on his part to vacate, to leave. Is there a possibility that Assad will come back? No. He's done. His political career is over. It is finished. He will never be able to come back to Damascus to rule ever again. Nobody will rule in Damascus. And this Gulani, Muhammad al-Gulani, he's going to be a short timer, like they would say in the military, because there's something already planned for him. He's going to get the flu. And who's going to give him the flu? Israel. And how about his terrorist jihadists? They're going to get the flu also. Israel was not going to fool around with what's happening in Damascus. They've been forced to because of all the children and the women in Gaza, they had to be careful, and they were careful. The same in Lebanon, careful. They will not be careful in Damascus. These jihadists will be taken out by fire. That's in the Bible. I'm just telling you what the scripture says. You may not like it. It's okay. Your conflict isn't with me. Your conflict is with God. God said the old city, Damascus, is going to be destroyed by fire, and it's going to be done by Israel out of Jerusalem. It's going to happen. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes to finish the program. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modair Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Here in the last week, the scientists, they confirm that the magnetic poles on the sun have shifted. They've switched. And it's going to cause some problems in the future for the Earth. But the switch has occurred internationally with the economic order in the world. It was the liberal West, or the unipolar West, or the globalist initiatives of the West with the Indians, I hate to put it this way, with the countries that need to be kept on the reservation. I shouldn't say Indians, the countries. What countries? All of the countries that are taking stipends from the United States of America to the tune of billions a year. They're on the reservation. And other nations decided we want to be free and we don't have a way to be free until a young man by the name of Vladimir Putin, taking a British economic professor, taking his idea of a view to de-dollarize the nations and to have put in place a group of developing nations, very powerful nations economically, to have an agreement, an alignment, and Putin did do it. Russia, China, India, South Africa, Brazil, nations from the global south, from the global east, and nations in the Middle East. And now, with this Syrian conflict now, the nations in the Middle East realize we don't have a choice. We must take the initiatives and the plan, the initiative to join the plan that has been presented by Vladimir Putin. They're the only safe haven is the multipolar world countries, the new international order, a new international world order. It's not a satanic order like in the West. It is not ruled by Pilgrim Society out of London and out of New York City. The two groups created in 1902 to rule the world, their rule is over, and they know it. But they're not going to go, they're not going to lie down and die. They're going to use their machine, and the machine that I'm talking about is the United States government and all of the agencies of American government. Then you have the American people. We're just the battery. We're the copper tops that fuel the machine. But the change has already begun. It just began. Israel is the only one now that's going to be able to stop the momentum of the terrorist jihadists in the Middle East. And Israel will destroy Damascus. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez Podcast, 1360KHNC.com.
Because of your overwhelming support, our 1488 MyPillow has been one of the biggest sales in MyPillow history. I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to extend our wholesale pricing through Christmas. Get a classic standard MyPillow for only $14.88. Upgrade to a queen size, just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for only $29.88. And ready? Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. It's perfect time to stock up for Christmas gifts for everyone on your list. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of our wholesale pricing, including my classic standard MyPillow is only $14.88. But that's not all. I'm so confident you're going to love our classic MyPillows that I'm going to extend my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, orders over $75 ship absolutely free.